I'm going to talk now about my trip, and I'm, you know, Patricia Watson is a world traveler, and you just so you're so smart about it. You've traveled to so many countries. Have you ever bothered figuring out how many countries you've traveled to?
No,
you should do it. It's kind of an interesting.
I will.
I started a list a couple of years ago.
Did
and you know what's amazing is how many countries.
How
you
many
forget.
Did you get?
I was up to 45.
Oh yeah, that's.
But you know that I didn't include when I landed and at an airport and just switched planes, you know.
Uh-huh.
But you know, a lot of these when you're cruising, you can chalk up a lot of countries.
Well, every day is almost a new country.
Yeah.
It's quite amazing. And
yeah.
then you hit Madeira, which is one of the near the Azores. It's right off the coast of Portugal. And you get into Madeira, and then the world's smallest country is there. They always thought it was the Vatican, but it's not. It's this little end of the thing.
It's small. Luxembourg was one of the smallest,
yeah.
right?
This but one is so small. It's the tip of the end of the island. It's just, and they built a little castle there, up like a keep. This guy did, and they made him his own country. Yeah, he refused to leave. Yeah,
I think that's brilliant. Why not have your own country, right?
We should have a little portion of Maui and make it our country there, Cindy.
I would back that.
Would
I think
you?
The Maui country. You know what's interesting is I notice and you notice I know when you travel, is that you can go anywhere. And of course, I was in lots of small towns in New Zealand, but people know Maui no matter where you go.
It seems true.
Like they know Maui is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And some people knew Maui and they didn't necessarily know Oahu or other islands. But the other thing that kind of amazed me when I talk to people, because one of the first things people ask you is, where are you from? You know, because it's a good conversation opener. I'm sure you do this because you're on board.
Yeah, that's one of the first things. Yeah.
Yeah. And almost everyone I spoke to that I met on the boat or in the other countries said, oh, my gosh, you had that volcano going off. And it still amazes me that a lot of people do not even know the difference between the fact that there's a big island while the volcano went off. And that there's Maui and that we're not connected and what happens there didn't impact us here.
Mm-hmm.
And it must have been about 25 times I had that said to me. 25 or 30 times people go, oh, you had that volcano going off. And almost everyone thought it was still happening, right?
Yeah.
So, folks, the volcano isn't going off anymore. And it's not on Maui, okay?
I think it's even funnier when I call the mainland and order something and they ask where Hawaii is. Is Hawaii even America? They go and I say, well, yes, this is part of the States.
Yeah.
It's quite amazing.
It is.
And I think it's because there are not as many people in the Western world that travel as there are people in Europe or in Asia,
mm-hmm.
because everything is so close in Europe. And you can even fly from country to country for $60. And it's just wonderful. The train systems are inexpensive,
yeah.
always on time.
Yeah.
And we just don't seem to have that. So our geography knowledge with the schools is very limited here.
I do think so, too. One other thing interesting, because I hadn't been to New Zealand before, and I've never been to Sydney. But I was pretty interested by the different demographic of people traveling, you know, that far away. I've never been down under. And a lot of Chinese tourists, more than I've ever seen before. I'd say a good 30-40% of the travelers I saw were Chinese.
Bigger on the ships also. Much,
that's,
many,
that
many more
one.
In this
you,
last
you
year.
You noticed that as well?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
So
yeah.
Where's that coming from?
They're there's a lot of people in China, and they
yeah.
have a lot of money.
Yeah.
And now they wish to explore the world, and they can. And also, on a lot of the ships, I think, are being bought out by Chinese companies. Maybe
do
not
you really,
completely.
Oh, you think that's happening?
Yes.
Oh, my
yeah, so
gosh,
that's part of
that
it too.
Could be the answer.
I just heard that Oprah now is the, I haven't checked out this information, I just heard it yesterday, that we were talking about ships, this fellow who goes on Holland America, and he was saying that Oprah is now the, what do you call it?
She's on the board? Or
not the board, but she's kind of the spokesperson for it, or whatever.
I had
you know,
not
like
heard
we
that.
Have we have Pitbull for NCL, and no, she's the spokesperson, so there's a lot more Afro-Americans coming on. Which is so things change quickly.
Yeah.
We had on my last ship, which really surprised me, we had a lot of Middle East people. So we had all of a sudden one itinerary was filled with Israelis and filled with Lebanese, filled with, I mean, it was really an interesting cruise.
So do you think certain tour groups decide to go and package a certain kind of cruise sometimes? Because I'd never seen, not only that, there were a lot of Asian tourists and Japanese, but Chinese, and the other interesting thing, and it made me wonder if there was a special deal, I mean, this is a cruise around New Zealand, and then it lands up in Sydney, starts in Auckland. There were, I'd say the other, at least 20% were Australians. And then there was a nice percentage of people who were from New Zealand doing the cruise around New Zealand.
Nice.
And I spoke to some, and they said, well, we had never gone through the Milford Sound before, and we wanted that. I was really going to take a cruise. Just, but it, and maybe, again, there's like, you know, here sometimes we have local Kamaaina discounts, and I thought, well, maybe there's, you know, discounts if you're from New Zealand or Australia.
I don't
know.
Do they give Kamaaina discounts on the Princess or on...
Well, this was Celebrity.
Yeah, no, yeah. But I'm wondering, do they give them around here? Because I don't think so.
I don't know. I really don't know. So there was that difference that I noticed.
I think it's just an interest. Plus, it's so far for them to travel anywhere.
And so it's easy for them to travel to get there.
It's a nice vacation.
Yeah, okay. And there was... I mean, I used to use Celebrity a lot, but my last few cruises had actually been on Oceania, and I kind of fell in love with Oceania, and then I'd done the Seabourn. But Oceania seemed like a nice kind of cruise, so and a lot of them were smaller. So I wasn't used to the full 3,000 people,
right.
And I felt like the quality of people in service had gone down a bit. Plus, I fell for it, and I know better. You never just believe the cost is what you see on the email. You know, you get a thing going, we got a great deal, here's the price. Of course, you go and the price isn't what you see on the email. You know that because you don't want the inside cabin. So although they say $900, you know it's not never $900 when you go. But then I had looked up and I'd kind of been like a still pretty good price. But I didn't realize that they don't even do water on the Aqua Class, which is like three or four up, you know, and it wasn't... It was a good deal. It wasn't cheap, but it was a good deal. But you don't get a beverage package to them now is if you want water in your room.
Wow.
Water or even soft drinks or anything. They don't include water. And it used to be, I know it used to be, when you go out on shore excursions, they just have, before you go out and disembark, you'd have water bottles you could take. No, now you have to... You're charged, or you have to have the beverage packet to take water off the ship.
And it depends again on the lines.
Yeah,
you know, and it depends on the thing. I mean, there was certain when I did the Asuka ship, which is one of the richest in the world. That's the one in Japan, owned by Crystal. And they would have, we'd get into Thailand, and they would have elephants waiting for us on the dock. And every time we left, they would have some kind of a dance. Like any place we went, they had gun salutes, they had the big drums, any place in Japan that would come up, because that ship organized that. It was only Japanese people allowed on the ship, too.
Uh-huh.
That's another thing.
I did not know about that.
Yeah, fabulous ship. And
it's called what?
Asuka, A-S-U-K-A, pronounced Asuka, which is a time period like the Ming Dynasty in China.
Oh, really?
The Asuka time. So this is Asuka, too. Just fabulous. Small ship, though. And
like what, 600?
It can go up to 15. But we would do trips to Asia, all the way down to Saipan and Guam, Mariana Trench, and there would be only 250 passengers, 450 crew, and 250 passengers. It was amazing.
And the suites are really nice.
Oh, beautiful. And the room they gave me, I had a black marble bathtub.
No.
Compared to the other ships. Oh, yeah. I was spoiled completely.
You get spoiled, right? You get spoiled.
But I've been doing Norwegian now, and yes, I have a smaller room. There's no doubt about that. But I'll tell you, I get excursions. I get, the pluses are unbelievable. I get to eat with the passengers, and they really treat me so well.
I bet the
food
was great.
Oh, the food is amazing.
Yeah. Well, the food is always the food, right? I mean,
how much weight did you put on?
5 or 6 pounds.
That's not bad.
But I considered that's what I probably would have done at home with Christmas and all the people that get you candy and stuff like that, right?
But don't you find you walk more, though? You
get to the parts. Oh, my God, no doubt about that.
I find I walk more there than here or anywhere.
No, I was walking a minimum of 6 or 7 miles a day.
Yeah.
And no, you walk a lot, and it's great. You know, you walk more. You don't even realize you're walking.
And the staircases in the ship because they're so beautiful.
And the ships are so big. You just even on my sea days, I was walking 5,000 steps. I made a point of swimming. But my gosh, I don't know when. I guess maybe it always was. But I swim every day, so I made a point of swimming, and I couldn't swim across the pool. People have decided that they just want to stand in the pool and drink and socialize. So it would be like I'd be going through this maze trying to swim around people who are standing there just socializing. It's like, oh, my gosh. And I tried doing it late, which was easier sometimes, or early to try to avoid the crush. And I, towards the end, when we had CDs crossing over from New Zealand over to Sydney, and we were in the, I think that's Tasmanian Sea. Oh, my gosh. It was like being on a roller coaster. The waves got really big. I mean, literally, I'd be at one side of the pool, and the waves would come up 6 feet on one side.
So they closed the pool, right?
No, I'd be in it.
What?
And I'd be like on a roller coaster going down, and then before I finished to get to the other side, it'd be down and then up again. And it was such hard work trying to swim through. It's like being in the ocean.
Yeah, they usually, when we do, well, I find the ocean crossing is much smoother than when we get, say, into the area just offside Gibraltar, that area, you get a lot, or the North Sea going into England, that area.
That's good.
That's
waves.
When they pick up.
Yeah.
But we always close the pools because it's just too much. And there can easily be an accident.
Well,
it doesn't take much
to
bash your head or something.
I could see that. Yeah, so. Definitely. But I have to say, I loved New Zealand. And I'm amazed with as much as you've traveled. You haven't been there before.
No, been to Australia. I've always wanted to go to New Zealand. But
you
I saw
to.
Your pictures. I was following you and your videos of going into some of these. It reminded me a lot of actually, they reminded me of going into Norway. Some
oh,
of the,
is it?
Of
I
the fjords.
The fjords, yeah. Well, I mean, there was two that were just okay, the Dusky Sound and the other. But the one that was really nice was the Milford Sound, which is one that, you know, most people go through. They don't go through the other ones. The other ones were just nice, you know, kind of remind me of if you had water and ocean going into El Valley. Because you had the steep, you know, really steep cliffs on either sides. But, you get wonderful birds in New Zealand, and you get the seals. And you could, you know, if you had binoculars, maybe you'd see them on a little island or something. And the dolphins. People go crazy
so
to see the dolphins.
So is this south of New Zealand?
Okay, so there's the North Island and the South Island. This is the South Island, and down is one of the last things we did before we went and crossed over back to Sydney. But I'll start at the beginning because Auckland is, I mean, we went in 4 days early to Auckland, and Auckland was fabulous. I got books, I got maps, I even ordered 4 maps, right? Didn't use any of that. And it looks totally different on a map than it does when you're there because the maps didn't show that how many hills. Auckland actually is very hilly. Actually, a lot of New Zealand is very hilly.
And how high when you say hills?
Not high hills, but kind of in a way steep because it's all, again, based on being created by volcanoes years and years and years and years and years ago. So, you know, enough to get you panting a little bit when you're walking through, you know. So you're going up and down a lot. I stayed at the Crown Plaza, and I just loved it. I was really nervous about staying there because it was a business hotel, and I don't particularly like business hotels, but it was in central Auckland, which is, again, it's not that big, especially compared to Sydney. So it's in the center of town, and I've got the 27th floor, and I always recommend if people can do it to get the VIP thing. Because it was really, one floor up was a lovely, it was open all day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It had a fabulous view of the city. And the thing that kind of blew my mind is you didn't get a lot of traffic in the morning. I'd be looking down from my room and there'd be no one on the streets at 6:30, 7 o'clock, maybe 4 cars, a couple buses. So it's not like what we think of as a big city that way. It is easy to walk around because it's pretty compact. And it was just beautiful. The people in New Zealand love their parks. There are parks everywhere, and they're gorgeous. They take care of their flowers. I went to a flower garden called Parnell. Beautiful roses, just, oh, my gosh, acres of roses, just gorgeous and free to get in. No charge. I thought their roses were equal to Bouchard Garden. You know, you've been there in Victoria.
Yes.
Beautiful gardens. And I fell in love with the penguins. They had a little place that had penguins that went right kind of down into the harbor. And the penguins, oh, my God, they were so cute. But I a lot of times don't like hop-on, hop-off buses. And sometimes they're good and sometimes they're bad. I did not like the one when I was in Barcelona. And I didn't like the one in Sydney that much. But I loved the one in Auckland, and it was wonderful. I just kind of went to each of the places.
Get off?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Oh, yeah, like 6 or 7 of the – I mean, I had it for two or three days, so I did it a few times. And it was wonderful. The museum there is fantastic.
It is, huh?
You learn about how closely related Maui is with Maori and some of the words. The people from Maui, the Polynesians, actually came from Polynesia to New Zealand. And there are even the word for kissing, honi, is very similar except for one letter. Many words are very, very close to the Hawaiian language. When you get into Auckland and you come in from the airport, they have a real beautiful wooden carved and with the different tiki things you walk through and what greets you. But the chant, which is the welcoming chant in Hawaii, is almost exactly the same as the welcoming chant that you find when you go into Auckland.
Isn't that wonderful? Oh my
gosh.
So it
was
like
so
home.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. There's a connection. Absolutely.
What's the money value?
Auckland's less. I mean, are the dollars worth more? I think it was about for $1 versus 80 cents or something like that. Okay. Maybe, yeah. But it was nicest people. I have to say, they had the aloha. I tell you, they put it down. They were the nicest people I've ever met anywhere.
Oh, isn't that
wonderful?
So it felt really good to be
there.
Oh,
I mean, at one point I was trying to find the museum. And I was walking from the hotel, and I went through one park and landed up at the college, kind of, and my Google Map wasn't directing me right at all. I don't know what happened, but it was, I can't figure this out. And I asked a lady who was a security guard, and she started giving me very clear directions. And I'm going, well, is that one? She says, let me just walk you there. And she walked for like 15 minutes. And it was like this. Everyone, if you asked any question, was so sweet and so nice. And I think you can't underestimate that. And I want all of the people in a way to realize that we can't lose that aloha. I was treated as a tourist, as a visitor, nicer than I've ever been treated anywhere
I've
visited before.
That's wonderful.
And that makes a deep impression on you, you know? I mean, they were really glad to see you. They welcomed you. It wasn't like you were a bother at all. They were just very, very happy to have you. In certain ports, they had signs actually welcoming people from the celebrity solstice in the window, saying we'll offer you a discount, right, you know, and stuff like that. One port, Picton, where I was in, they actually had ladies greeting you right as you get off the boat and into the terminal, greeting you with homemade little flowers with the little pins. Each one was different, which you could have put on. And maps, you know, and personally asking you what you wanted to know, what you wanted to do. And that kind of wonderful service is kind of mind-blowing, you know, just a mind-blowing that they could be so kind.
Well, you know, they're newer to getting all these tourists than a lot of other areas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
it's new and fresh.
It's new and fresh,
right.
And they really are appreciative.
Very.
You know, that they're having their businesses being taken care of. Two people are going out and buying. And, I mean, and they show their appreciation just in that.
And that makes a difference.
Oh, it's
absolutely
a huge difference. Yeah.
So where would I say to go? I would go back, and I would not do a cruise. I'd do a land tour. I would stop again in Auckland, but the first port was Tauranga, and that is really where I went to Rotorua. And Rotorua is magical.
Now, is this up north?
This is where you have the hot springs.
Ooh.
And they're really, really hot. I mean, like 500 degrees hot. I mean, bubbling up. And again,
yeah,
that's
like
that
an
volcanic
Iceland.
Thing.
The one's
you know?
An Iceland.
Yeah,
yeah,
I mean, and you can go and stay in some hotels. They have wonderful spas where you can have the mud baths and you can do that. And, of course, I didn't have the time to do that. But, again, beautiful rose gardens. And I found the most fantastic redwood park to hike through. Beautiful redwoods. And that went on for miles. And,
wow.
Again, very easy to use trails. And I just had wished I could easily spend a week probably there.
I've had friends that go and they rent RVs.
That's the way to go.
And they said it is the best place to. They went top to bottom. They said
there's
it was
one
incredible.
Road that starts at the top and goes to the bottom.
And they said their parks are like hotels.
Yeah,
the showers,
parks are amazing.
Everything. They're just beautiful. So,
oh, fantastic! I would do that.
Yes.
Yeah. Of course, you got to drive on the left side of the road, and some of these towns have very winding, I'd almost compare them to Ireland roads, you know, where they're winding like that. So, you know, you really have to have some courage and know how to drive on the left side of the road. I mean, there were cliffs in this town of Dunedin that made me think of Monterey, you know, just like or Hana Highway. And would you want to be driving Hana Highway on the opposite side of the road for the
Ooh.
First time in an RV? I mean, really, would you?
Ooh, no.
Right, yeah,
I don't
okay.
Think so.
That, it's like that. It is like that.
So we need some New Zealand friends to pick us up. That would
I
be
mean, literally, I did a double-decker bus in Dunedin, and looking out the window going, oh my God, there's a car upside down there. And they say, oh yeah, well, people speed along here. And I did find that the people did speed a lot. That, you know, I noticed that. I'm going, well, I don't think I would want to be driving if the people are going really fast on these curvy roads.
Have you gone down the Hana Road lately?
Well,
the locals that live back there.
They go that fast.
Oh, my gosh.
They go that fast, yeah. So a Rotorua, definitely, definitely worth going and spending some time.
And now again, where is that? Is that north, south?
Don't do that to me because I don't. I'm all get backwards. A map. I was upside down, and then I was this, and I was looking.
Did the toilets really flush the opposite way?
No, like I couldn't figure any of that out. So, but it was, I think it started in Auckland, then it went down and around. So I think it was heading south. You're going to look up a map. Thank you.
I'm a map person.
Okay. I'm not. So anyway, that was really, really a great town. I loved the little town of, Wellington was nice and interesting because Wellington's the capital and Wellington was lovely. And I did go there and enjoy it. Went to a sheep that you have to, it's hard to avoid the sheep exhibitions. Although
is that right? Sheep exhibitions.
Oh yeah. Well, no, they, you got to go and they got to show you how the sheep herd. The dogs herd the sheep and everything. You know, you can't avoid it.
So do they? Do you find they come more from English?
Yeah, so you were. There's Auckland and there's Tauranga.
So okay. So do they come more from English ancestry or Scottish, Irish? Is it all mixed up?
You know, that was interesting. If you could imagine Maui being different islands or different cities on an island. Okay. Same way. I mean, like there was one town, Dunedin, is based on a whole Scottish influx of people.
Wow.
They had a castle that was kind of based on the Scottish thing. They had... The celebration they do, they're just like the burn celebration where you can eat the pig and
the haggis.
You know, I'm not going to do the haggis, sorry. but and then there's a town that's got French influences and is very French and has that was originally colonized in the first place by the French. But by the time they went back and got permission from the king to go, they missed by one day and their rights were already given over to the English, so they missed it by one day, you know. But there's still French people in Picton that were based there. So you would see different places, and again, I mean, gorgeous places. Wellington was interesting. Did that and enjoyed Wellington, but it had a little more of the city feel, you know. From Wellington, went over and across to the Lower Island and went to Picton. And Picton is like only a 400 person. Now, you think like a harbor, it's like, oh, forget the harbor. Picton was charming. It was beautiful. 400 people, gorgeous little gardens and stores and handmade things. And again, they're very welcoming. And you could see that they were thriving from the business of the cruise ship. Now, of course, I always get nervous going, okay, here's a cruise ship with 3,000 people in a town of 400. How long are they going to really be enjoying? You know, it's like, or are they just going to all the other people just leave town when the 3,000 people are there?
And do they come in regularly? Like, is it once?
It's still kind of new, but there's you can see the influence of the cruise ships, and there's more people adding. You cruise all the time. You don't see New Zealand cruises all the time, do you?
No, not at all. Yeah. No. They're cruising right now, actually. This is the time to cruise because it's summertime.
Yeah, and that was interesting because... Here, I was there in Sydney on the shortest day of the year here, which was the longest day of the year there, and it was in a heat wave.
Oh, no.
And it was like 98 degrees and scorching, and I was trying to walk in all like 7 miles and going, I can't handle the heat. You know, I mean, it was like, I can't handle this heat. It's so hot. Oh, you know, I was eating ice cream and going, I got to rest. It's just too hot.
Did you go to the docks for a beer?
Oh, yeah. Well, everything's around the docks. I mean, the whole of Sydney's around the harbor. Everything's based around the harbor.
But that one area is so much fun, and it's got all the pubs.
That's amazing.
Yeah, really.
I was there 5 days, and it wasn't enough. But no, Sydney was very modern, very young, very vibrant. You know, everyone's in such great shape.
Good-looking men.
Oh, my God.
I was killer. Girls.
I sat in.
Seriously.
Oh, my God. Just sitting there. And I don't do this. I'm telling you. I don't sit there. But I had to
take
a break.
What did John think?
I said, John, have you noticed? And he said, yeah, I guess you're right.
I know. And they're funny. They've got a great sense of humor. I find the Australian people.
Very outgoing.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah. And very forthright. Is that the right word? Forthright.
Yes.
Yeah, they say what they think in there, you know, kind of. They do like to party, which, you know, they're known for drinking their beer, you know, and stuff like that. But I have to say again, I wasn't quite to Sydney yet, so I'll go back. Picton, gorgeous. I would go back there. I could live there.
I'll remember that.
And Dunedin is the, again, that's a Scottish one. Enjoyed that very much. Went up to a castle that was got kind of tragic story that was on the hill
castle?
There.
Really?
Yes, a castle. A beautiful big castle.
Like 1700s?
No, just before the 1900s. It had quite a story about the guy who was originally starting out the importing and exporting there. But it's open now and you can go in. But again, gardens in Wellington too. I saw beautiful, beautiful gardens that I must have taken hundreds and hundreds, probably 1,000 pictures of roses, because it's got to be the English influence. But I've never seen nicer rose gardens in any country than in New Zealand. And then, of course, going into, I have to give it celebrity, a shout out to Captain Tsosas, Tsosas, was the funniest, most humorous captain in any of my cruises I've ever done. The guy was just funny. I mean, he would say things that were just brilliant. Everyone would be laughing.
Yeah, they get over the speakers and they make funny announcements.
He was funny.
I think they train their captains now. I mean, Norwegian captains have
always... Are they funny now?
They're hilarious.
Oh, is that a thing now?
Oh, my gosh.
Because
yeah.
other captains I have had not been funny.
Oh,
like this
I don't
captain.
Know what it is. Ever since I've been with Norwegian, I've never laughed so much.
Oh, maybe
as when
this
they
guy came
on.
From there. But if he gave a talk, and you know how people show up for talks. Maybe sometimes it's half full. Standing room only in their big theater, which held 1,200 people, for his talk on the building of the celebrity ship. So, no, he was excellent. And
how was your entertainment?
The entertainment was top flight.
It was good, huh?
I have to say, and that's one of the things I do like celebrity for. And I was talking to one of the ladies that does PR for celebrity, the marketing lady here, Alexis, I think is her name. And she was telling me that they actually have in Florida a separate whole building that does nothing that train the people.
But train the people, yeah.
For their shows.
Norwegian also, it's in Tampa.
Is that
true?
Yeah,
and then their offices are in Miami. Oh, yeah. And they're highly trained, but they have, and then we bring in comedians also.
Yeah, there was comedians.
So from New York and Vegas and South, and then bring in, like when I did the dueling pianos, that's a separate agency, but it's the shows that they bring in. So if we're in Europe, we bring in Beatle bands that are fabulous from Liverpool.
Yeah, they did a Beatle tribute, and I thought, how schmaltzy, but they were good.
Yeah, no, they're amazing.
They're very good.
Yeah. And it's funny because some of them will be from Italy, and they're still fantastic.
Yeah.
But then you have probably your Cirque type
show. Yeah, the Cirque shows,
also,
which are amazing.
Where the duos, the men and women
that
can do this.
And they must hire old Cirque people because these guys are a mind-blowing.
Oh, some of them are, they're from Russia, some of them, and they're just highly trained circus people that... anyway.
And that is impressive, and I do like that. I'm not a late-night person, so, I mean, having two shows a night was nice. Now, it's one thing you don't get on Seabourn, on the smaller ships.
Oh, it's small, yes.
Yeah, so having a nice big theater, and I literally went, I think, almost every night to some kind of show. But it was, and they were excellent. I still like Blue in the Aqua class. In the Celebrity, Blue is a category which has its own restaurant. And, you know, so you don't have to pay for the other specialties. You go there and you get to know them. We had a lovely lady, and she knew I was vegetarian. She was very nice and very accommodating. And it's right with you get an ocean view, and they always sat us right next to the ocean. It was very nice and good food, you know. So as much as you want, and the best quality and everything. So, and they're open. You can use that for breakfast and for lunch. So that was nice,
And the spas were nice?
I didn't like the spas. Truthfully, I think the spas could be better. Again, it was like overcrowded to a degree, and you just pay for everything extra, even though Aqua Class is supposed to include, they include one room that's nice. But I think a lot of that stuff is overpriced, so I tried. I mean, you know, I'm not going to pay $190 for a massage. I'm not going to pay $180. I know, Bet. You know, Bet. Would you pay $180 for a massage?
I get deals.
Okay, that's great. I mean, so I'm used to getting deals, too. I'm not going to pay $180 for a massage.
No, better be darn good.
I'm not going to pay $50 for a manicure, Spencer's gels me. But anyway, so I don't do that so much. But you have to really be careful. I had to pay for the internet. Internet is not free, and it was $200 for my internet package.
Yeah.
But I have to have internet, right? So, you know, once or twice, I'll see what happens on my bill, because once it came up, you're using the ship internet. You know, my phone said, do you realize, AT&T said that you're using the internet package from the ship, and it's going to cost you? I go, no, I'm not, no, no, I'm, no, 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 not that. You know what that costs, right? If you, yeah. you get, somehow get,
we
you
get,
can get
we get
hijacked.
Crew deals. We get half, well, it's even less than half. We get crew deals where you buy a $50 package and then it lasts for a while. But usually when you get to shore, you hook into the Wi-Fi as quickly as you can to do anything really serious.
Yeah. But one of our lady who was serving us said she had to pay. She said that they only are allowed 1 hour free. As can you imagine, and that they had to pay a couple hundred dollars if they're going to do internet otherwise. So I guess they don't give their crew that. But I have to say the entertainment was great, the food was great, the people were very nice. The lady that did our room was just as sweet as she could be. Worked so hard on it. Those people work so hard, and they get paid so little.
And
you know?
They have a 10-page medical they have to pass before they can even get a job on the ship.
I didn't know that.
I have to do one every 2 years.
10-page
medical? I have to be so healthy. Yes, absolutely. So if you're on anti-anxiety pills or anything like that, you cannot get hired.
I didn't know
yes.
that.
So all those people, yes. And you have to have a completely clean police record. That's checked too. As well as your mental state has to be approved.
Interesting.
So, yeah, you're dealing with 70 nationalities usually work on the ship, minimum, and they're from all over, and they're very specified, healthy, nice people who want to work. They're really sweet.
You know? I did not like the main dining room, which was the one where you basically go get lunch and everything, because there were so many people on board. And with the different groups that looked like they were, you know, Chinese tour groups that kind of all stayed together.
Yeah.
You couldn't get breakthrough. Yeah. You felt like a football. You're on a football field and need to navigate around things. And I felt that the crew a lot of times didn't speak English well enough to understand a request or something like that.
Wow.
So that, but and the specialty dining's fine, but as far as the one that the average, you know, if you didn't have the specialty dining, that wasn't up to par, I didn't feel.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it was, as far as the ports, fantastic.
Yeah.
And I think other cruise lines will be imitating them pretty soon because it is beautiful. And more people are tired of just doing the Mediterranean. They've done it before in, you know, a lot of these ports. Like Venice is overcrowded. Barcelona's overcrowded, right? So more and more cruise ships are trying to find different cruise. And I know Iceland is now the thing. You went to Iceland and loved it.
I loved it. Yes, yeah. I loved the Norwegian fjords too. But really, Iceland is incredible.
And I think more people are more cruise lines are doing those, yeah. and people are finding
it. It makes a difference if you have people there. I have people that I've met on ships that actually take tours around, so I get to call them and they take me around to all
that
the places.
That makes a huge difference, personalized. Huge. Yeah.
And now the newest thing on the ships is they're doing all these music tours. So my first, when I go out of Tampa this year, March 31st, my first week on is the Melissa Etheridge music tour. And
oh
she's
my God,
got
I wonder
20
what...
recording women, recording artists like Joan Osborne's on.
Not.
So, and I've got the piano bar and they'll all be singing. I bet I'll have them all in my workshop. So
how amazing is that? Now, where is it going to be cruising to?
Well, that one, we start around, that one's Tampa, Cozumel, probably Jamaica, that area. And then we head up to New York, where I need to go because of my rock opera and get to meet my friends. And then Bermuda, and then we cross the Atlantic to Amsterdam. And we'll be doing Amsterdam, Copenhagen, that area, northern France.
Oh, I want to do that one.
Then we do around England a couple times, England, Ireland,
Scotland.
I want to
do that, yeah.
Then we go into, it's still that time. No, we go into St. Petersburg. We
now,
do the
is
Baltic.
Is this all NCL?
NCL, my same ship, different itineraries. Then we go into Estonia, the Baltic. Mm-hmm. I can't wait. I've never been to St. Petersburg.
Oh, you're going to love the Hermitage. You need at least 3 days.
Well, I think we do an overnighter there, which is fabulous. But
that's,
we'll be doing
it's
it twice.
So huge. I mean, you can't believe how much you have to cover.
I've been wanting to go for so long.
And that was the one I did on Seabourn. And it was very, because it was a smaller ship. It could go right into the dock right there in St. Petersburg. Literally, you got off and it was just like a block away.
Right.
But it depends on the time of year and the weather. I mean, I happened to go when it was free. Freezing.
Right.
Really rainy each day and cold, but it is a beautiful city.
Well, I'm there, I think, May, June, and then we go up to Norway again, which is great because I got so many friends back in the fjords.
I
to Stockholm. I used to live in Stockholm, so I love that.
It's a great city.
I get to see my friends. Such a great city. Then we go back down to... I get to go to Lisbon this time. Not only Porto
Lisbon's
and that.
Great.
And back to Paris. I'll go into Paris, but... we go to, I want to hear the fado music and all that. And then we go back to Barcelona. Then the rest of the time, the next 2 months are in the...
So you're gone from March to when?
I'm going to do till end of July. I'm asking them to the end of August now. They haven't decided on next year's bookings past July. And the reason I'm asking is because my last week on, just when I'm leaving, Bon Jovi's coming on. in Barcelona for
now,
5 days.
Which cruise ship is this?
This is Norwegian Pearl, NCL Pearl.
Pearl
is this one. So he's coming on, and Joe Bonamassa is coming on with Peter Frampton for a week, doing a blues cruise.
Oh,
so that's why
that?
I called the agent. I said, why don't you just keep me on? He says, I'll put your name in as soon as they're
Since
opening
when
it.
Did Peter Frampton do a blues cruise?
They're all doing them now. Kiss
but
just finished.
But Peter Frampton's not a blues guy.
I don't know. They're calling it blues cruise.
Maybe there's other people backing him. I do
Who
think
knows?
Of Peter Frampton is blues.
I know when he talks on a thing. But I said, it's really interesting what they're doing now with these ships. They're like Vegas on the water, you know.
Well, see, that's smart, and people like that. And I've never done one like that. You know, I know Hay House used to do speakers like Wayne Dyer was doing his, and I almost went on one with him, but he died before he did the one to the Holy Land, which I was going to do. But then some of those speaker ones, I don't know, maybe the speakers didn't become as popular. But I would love to do a music one, and it would be very interesting to see what that's like, you know.
Well, I'll send
and
you
I've
the list of what's
one.
Happening,
yeah.
Who's coming, you know, and find one you like. And
oh, yeah. No, I think that'd be fantastic.
And you follow them out. It's like the one Bon Jovi's doing. My agent was telling me he wants to do it because besides the band and everything, he wants to sit in the theater and tell stories and sing the songs about it, you know, that he wrote and how he wrote them.
Well, I'll definitely
Back
go
to that.
When they get Bruce Springsteen, I'll do
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, cruise. Absolutely. He can do his Broadway thing. He'd sit on the stage, yeah. I'm a Bruce fan, too.
I do. I mean, that's what a great opportunity. Yeah. So they really do want to communicate and answer questions and do that
yes.
kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Now, that'd be worth me checking out yeah. for sure.
And I find that the audiences, I just came back from Big Island. I was playing at Gertrude's. I got to give Gertrude's a plug.
Great? Yeah.
In Kona. Absolutely fantastic.
Was that a Christmas thing?
You have to go. No, it's a jazz place. They got music every night.
Uh-huh.
It's right on the ocean. You can see the ship that's tendered. I mean, that's uh-huh. anchored out there. And it's just fabulous. Marlena and Greg own it, and they're just incredible. But and then there's James Angelo's Pizza Place in Waimea. Jimmy used to live over here. And do the Hawaiian modular, and he's got that place now. And then, you know, it's just so. And Heidi, who was my choreographer for the for Soulmates, she's a major dancer. If you'll recognize her posters, Kim Taylor Reese used her in the posters.
Oh, really?
And she is the MC now at the Hyatt over here. So I had her Jeep over there, and it was just such a wonderful time. You know.
That, well, that's fun. You always have a good time.
I know, but you think
you know how to have a good time.
Yeah.
For a good time, call Patricia. Yeah. Just follow her on Facebook, you know. You could have a good time just looking
Lydia
at your
and I
pictures.
Were singing last night. We showed up at this wonderful party we were invited to, and they had a keyboard, and then her boyfriend James plays with Ecolu, but he's a great trombone player, but he brought out his drum. He had been drumming in Baldwin, and Lydia and I were singing. We sang for hours. They were all dancing and going crazy.
It well, was you through your music, you bring people together. There's no doubt about it, and I think you need to do another CD. I really do.
Hawaiian CD.
You've been doing it for a year.
No, but you know why I've got to have the money? I spend the money coming here and set it up. But now Henry Allen, I just talked to.
I love Henry. How's
well,
he
Henry's going to play on my In Hawaii song, which I really want
oh, good.
Him to do. So I'm calling him this week. And
say hi to Sharon for me.
I will. I love Sharon. I know yeah. she's the one I was talking to, and mm-hmm. Heidi set it up. I said, good, I want Henry, because he did my Maui
Henry's
Man album.
A sweet, sweet man. I didn't yeah. know he did your Maui Man.
Yeah, he did. You play Maui Man and Kapalua Bay. He's on both of those.
Now, there's another man who knows how to do the cruise ships. He was doing the Paul Gauguin cruise ship. Henry was doing that. And then I heard he got on one of the other ships that was a nicer ship and was doing the nicer cruises. I'm not that Paul Gauguin's not nice, but I right. think it was one of the other cruises. And I'd love to talk to him and tell Sharon to have him come and we'll
I
talk
will.
About
oh,
that.
Oh,
yeah.
I'd love to. And, you know, when I'm walking through New York, I got dropped off one time on the ship. And I'm walking through and I hear this pedal steel player. And I look over and it's Uncle Henry. You
Where?
Know,
in
he
New
was
York?
In New York City playing outside. It was
Not.
Fabulous. And all these people around and he had some Hawaiian dancers. So you a little Hawaii everywhere.
Well, you know what? I mean, that's the Hawaii everywhere. I don't know if you watched the fireworks. It wasn't fireworks. The ball drop. In New York.
No.
Did you watch that
no.
on TV? Okay, so it's getting towards midnight, right? And, of course, unfortunately, that pouring rain. I mean, not drizzles. We're talking pouring rain. And the cameras are all wet, you know, and everyone's like, And everyone's trying to hold up, but they're drenched. You know, here's makeup, wigs, whatever, ruined. But then the ball drops, and they do New York, New York. Of course, you got to. And then they do another song, which was nice. I mean, I love it. Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World. But then they follow that with Brother Is. doing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And everyone in New York, they're showing the camera and they had the big boom, singing along. And you know what happened? The rain stopped.
Oh, my gosh.
And they bring, you know, the announcer. Yes. Well, look at the rain has stopped. I'm going, what's because you played Brother Is. When you play Brother Is, of course it's going to change the vibe. And it did, you know. Yeah. So, yeah. You sucked out a little Hawaii everywhere, you
we
know.
We bring our aloha when we go. And, you know, even the tourists, when they come, when they leave, they come back. They leave, go home with this aloha. That's why they can't get rid of all the Hawaiians on this island. Please, people, you know, like, smarten up with the housing and everything here.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it. Yeah, definitely. Well, you know what? That I found out even in New Zealand, the average price to the house has now been driven up to like $700,000.
Wow.
Honest to gosh, yeah. And
that's
and
crazy.
Same in Australia. There's a lot of big investors from Hong Kong coming in and buying up huge blocks.
And they're letting them, and that's the problem. Well.
Yeah. So, but it's wonderful talking to you.
Wonderful talking to you. I'm so glad you're back safe and sound.
We don't ever have the time because you're so busy and I'm so busy that we don't have the time to always catch up. I do want to say before I finish,